This is Wild About Utah.
Paiute Farms Waterfall is a 25-foot high cascade that has formed along the San Juan River and spans its entire width. The location is a remote spot in an upstream arm of Lake Powell Reservoir. To reach the falls, it takes a rough 2-hour drive from Mexican Hat. It formed when a tributary rerouted itself, cut through a thick layer of sediment, and began flowing over a bedrock cliff. Jack Schmidt, Janet Quinney Lawson Chair of Colorado River Studies in the Quinney College of Natural Resources at USU, explains. When reservoirs are created by the construction of dams, the sediment load of inflowing rivers is deposited in the most upstream part of the reservoir. In Lake Powell, the deposits in the San Juan arm of the reservoir are as much as 80 feet thick. If reservoirs drop, the inflowing rivers erode into the accumulated sediment. The San Juan River's original route was buried under a thick layer of sediment, and the river's response was to form a new channel 1 mile south of the original route and over the ridge. With future droughts, we can expect reservoirs to be at low levels for extended periods, and superimposition will continue to occur, forming additional waterfalls and obstacles. One impact of the Paiute Farms waterfall is a novel subpopulation of endangered razorback suckers, which are now blocked from swimming upstream to spawn. Zach Ahrens, native aquatics biologist at Utah Division of Wildlife Resources and graduate student at USU, says, "The razorback and other native fishes in the Colorado River Basin have evolved over millions of years to play their roles in spite of the extremes of temperature and flow in their ravine environment. Given the uncertainty of future climate and water resources, it's important to do what we can to ensure their continual survival. Before the waterfall formed, managers were not sure what percentage of the razorback suckers traveled this far upstream." Peter McKinnon, with the Quinney College of Natural Resources at Utah State University and Biomark, Inc., provided the technical expertise to set up a method to insert the razorback suckers with pit tags, similar to those used in cats and dogs, then track them with antennas placed below the falls. With this tracking method, managers and researchers identified more than 1,000 razorback suckers below the falls. Approximately 2,000 to 4,000 suckers live in the San Juan River, so it's estimated about 25% of the razorbacks are unable to spawn because the waterfall blocks fish passage. This could influence the population of the endangered fish. The Bureau of Reclamation consulted with experts on how to help the razorback suckers get past the waterfall so they could move upstream and spawn. The most feasible suggestion seems to be to build a naturalized fish passage around the side of the waterfall. Managers and volunteers would build a trap location on the upstream side of the passage where fish moving upstream could be captured. Volunteers could then release the captured razorbacks and other native fish upstream where they could choose to spawn. Vedra Budi, professor in the Watershed Sciences Department and unit leader for U.S. Geological Survey, said, "The razorback sucker has intrinsic value to the San Juan River and beyond. It is a critical member of the ecosystem and deserves every effort for recovery. Managers and researchers hope their information gained will give the endangered razorback suckers an increased chance for survival in this changing environment." This is Shauna Levitt, and I'm Wild About Utah.
Wild About Utah is brought to you in part by our listeners and the Moab Area Travel Council, whose support of tourism, events, and recreation in Grand County promotes and protects the natural beauty for visitors from across the state of Utah. Information available online at discovermoab.com.
Special thanks to the Western Soundscape Archive at the University of Utah and the National Park Service for use of sound on this Wild About Utah segment.